The Israeli parliament has passed a new law legalizing the force feeding of prisoners on hunger strikes. For Palestinians in Israeli jails, hunger strikes are a strong mode of protesting detention and occupation. The United Nations, the Palestinian Prisoners Commission, and the Israeli Medical Association have all condemned the new law, saying it is effectively torture and violates medical ethics. But Israel has said that Palestinian hunger strikes could lead to deaths and set off protests across the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. One of these defenders is Leah Semmel, a straight-talking lawyer well-known and respected by human rights groups in Israel for her work with Palestinians.
I am a Jew. I am not a self-hating Jew. I hate the things that other people are doing in the name of the Jews. But I'm very proud of being Jew, and I think that many of my actions and much of my moral conception is based in what I see as Judaism. I believe that people who are under occupation have the right to fight it. I do not see myself being an Israeli as the right person to criticize the Palestinians morally, to give them descriptions, this is right, this is wrong, what should you do? No. I think that I will not represent a collaborator, a Palestinian who collaborates with Israel, who is selling, in so many words, his people to the occupation.
Born in the Israeli port of Haifa in 1945, Ms. Semmel was 22 when Israel captured the West Bank and Gaza Strip in the 1967 Six-Day War, the outcome of which, she says, affected her profoundly.
I was a student at the time in the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. I was studying law. And then when the war broke, I would say now, we were led to believe that it is a war for the life of this country. And then when we won the war, I was happy because I thought, now there is an opening. And I think that the first time when I realized it's not going to be a peace solution. And then when a student from my law class, a Palestinian student, Israeli, was detained, I had another bigger question mark. How come he's been detained? With these laws that we have studied in the university, that they are backward laws and they are from the mandate time, and we really criticize this in the faculty. But he was detained and he was held administratively, which forced me to start asking questions. And then I went on and on asking questions while the occupation was still at its beginning. And the questions brought me to some very, very painful answers about, for instance, the state of Israel, the 48, what happened then, the expropriation, the destruction of almost 400 villages, Palestinian villages in the 48 Israeli borders. And the policy, is that really the policy that I believed we had? No. It's a colonial policy by nature. And it forced me to relate to everything, to the new occupation, to the old one. What do we do about it? What am I doing, going to do about it? I became a socialist. Later on, also the war in Lebanon brought about some recognition amongst the youngsters in Israel that something is wrong about this country.
Her defense of Palestinians remains deeply controversial in Israel. To many Israelis, she is an anathema, and she has even received death threats.
The majority of the Israeli Jews are right-wing. They are blind and deaf, I would say, to their own future, to their possibility to live here. And they are misled by fear and by false promises. But this is really what the majority think. I'm an Israeli, born in Israel. I am a Jew. I am not a self-hating Jew. I hate the things that other people are doing in the name of the Jews, but I'm very proud of being Jew, and I think that I'm many of my actions and much of my moral conception is based in what I see as Judaism.